one of them is his.
We're recording.
One of them is his home, I believe. One of them, I think, is probably a rental house, and the other one is the post office in Powersville. It's got a residence.
Can we pull that up?
Got your first appeal. On 18-4 is a rental by the month. Purchase price $30,000. Since it's an estate sale?
Is that what you
wanted to see? Yes, at first, please. And is the, you said it's right across the street from the?
I don't know.
Post office or down the road?
No, one of the properties is the post office.
Is the post office.
This one, well, is not across. Let's see, I've got you a couple of pictures.
How much?
So we're looking at BOE number 2018-4. It's 200 Well Road. So we'll kind of try to do them. And that is separate from the 1647 State Highway BV, correct? Yes.
He's got 1647 State Highway BV on all of them.
That's his address. Yeah.
So you're going to have to go by...
Right, but BOE number 2018-5, I believe, is that...
It says resident and...
Lots.
And agriculture, residents and agriculture.
Okay. Well, we're looking at 2018-4. We'll stay on that for the moment.
There's 2018-5 property.
Okay.
There. The third one.
Let's stay on 2018-4 for the moment.
Is that the first one?
That's the second one.
Power Center.
Okay. 200 Well Road.
Okay. It says.
That's 2018-4.
That's the rental house. Right?
Can you pull the map out just a hair? And you said he has a purchase price on there?
$30,000.
But that was at an estate sale, I said.
Well, how long ago?
Does not give a date.
Wonder why.
Shows here 2011.
Okay.
So what was the value before?
I didn't get that job around. Can you get us that?
Good question. Is this a stick-built house?
No, sir. I believe
it looked like it was double wide.
With does have a metal roof on it?
Yeah, we did do it quite a lot.
Anyway,
looks like it's
the improvement went up 16,000.
That's about what a metal roof would cost.
Oh yes, it does have a metal roof on it now, and that could be a good part of it. That's a good point.
But you do have some depreciation.
Yeah. We got it down to 60%.
Go back to the way that she's on.
Way back.
No, that's the back side.
Here's your pictures of it, Jeff.
Got a cardboard on it.
Front side.
And how much did it go up? I'm sorry, I didn't see.
It went up about $12,000
or $16,000. So, but the appraised value right now that you have is 56?
Yes.
This is it?
That's the front side. The other one's...
This is it.
What's the other one?
This is the one he's living in.
Oh.
That's his house.
Okay.
This is the rent.
That's the rent.
Okay, I thought one was one side and one was the other side.
So you think it went up by about the amount of the roof?
The enameled roof
is a pretty big increase. I'd say half of it.
I can't imagine the metal roof costing 16.
No, matter of fact,
I had a bid done.
And he probably did it himself and that kind of thing.
And what is he requesting that we lower it to?
30, what he paid at the estate sale.
He doesn't have an opinion of the value.
Oh, he does?
No, the first one.
No. He just has purchase price.
So the current valuation is $56,165. It was at $40,000, correct?
I'm going to get the paperwork right quick. I'd suggest you call him and see what...
Let's call him and see where he's at. How'd that go through?
Because it's a cell phone.
Ah, that's interesting.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie.
No, this is Gina.
Gina, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is Robert or Debbie around?
Okay, you've got the wrong number.
294-4395? 294-4295 is what you said. Alright, hey, my apologies. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried I put it in
the
wrong.
Nope, that was my mistake.
Thank you.
Say that one more time. The message.
We will return your call.
Yeah, this is Jeff Reynolds with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We had a 2:15 appointment today. Just calling, checking in. Don't have a return number, do we?
724.
Well, maybe we can come to a conclusion here. And what do you think?
Well, it looks like we've done it. Of course, we've got it graded at minus. Double wide mobile homes. We've got a chart that we've conditioned to establish that number, but I can see that possible you could use a lower number. It's a power site, Mount Branson.
Why did it go up so much from last year? Just hasn't been up. It just hasn't been reassessed in a while.
Yeah, hasn't been reassessed for probably 10 years.
It was actually higher, went lower, and now it's back up higher, but not as high as it had been.
Do you have any comparables at all?
No.
Over in that area?
No. Well, not that
well. Well, can we see maybe what some of the property around is being assessed?
No, I can assess.
Yeah.
Well, pretty confident we're going to be good as far as assessment around, yeah. The enamel roof, as Wes mentioned, does make a pretty good jump in value, the points that's added to it. But that's all, I mean, that's the way we do it. I mean, that's the cost system, so we use it. Anyway, stuttering around, I can see just from looking at the pictures I'm in there, you can probably depreciate it some more and not be out of line. It'd be interesting to know what you think.
Well, can we do anything without any other evidence?
I can look real quick and see what's around there if you want to.
If he doesn't respond, if he doesn't show up or doesn't answer, you can move forward. And then if he contacts us and says, oh, I didn't get my letter or wasn't notified, we can reschedule. But if he did get notification and just chose not to show, then your decision stands unless you choose to not have it.
Because we have a fair amount. I mean, we have, you know, two others here with them, so we're going to be in the same.
He came in Friday, and I asked him if 2:15 on Monday would be okay, and he said that would be fine.
Okay, so he's visibly talked to him.
I physically talked to him. Now, I wonder if he's sitting in the office.
That's why they would have brought him in.
You never know.
What is the other properties? Do you want to click on them?
It didn't hurt to see what that third one is. Just
you've got the post office is the other one, and then the other one is the home he lives in. And unless he had some kind of evidence in reviewing them, both of them are pretty decent looking places. Jeff, in your experience, have you had any on older double wide mobile homes?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, your gut would be better than mine then.
Good news?
He wasn't there, so.
I mean, my guy would tell me that that's not an off evaluation without any numbers to the contrary.
Is that right?
you know, we really.
Powerside's not a bad place, is it?
No, I don't think so at all.
Let's move on.
Well, moving on would be moving. Do you have a recommendation?
Well, call these up and we'll either dismiss it or delay it.
Well, have we looked at all three? Sorry. Have we looked at all three as far as our numbers here?
Yeah, $175,000 for the next house. So we're going to be up on the same type scenario. We don't, you know, without any type of...
That's just...
Could you bring up the information on the
post one?
Do you guys want to look at the properties? We can click on the values around it to see if it's comparable. Where do you want to get?
Yeah, if we can do that.
There's the second one.
2018-5. It's 5. It's the.
This is.
That's his house.
BOE number 2018-5. And is that connected on 2018-5? I think it is. Or is that 2018-6?
This one's 5.
I don't know if you appeal that one. It's next to it, maybe.
And there's 6.
And that's the post office.
Yep. Could we pull up the previous assessments and valuations on the post office and as far as that, his house also?
All three of these haven't been assessed in a while.
That's number 6. Oh,
did a lot of those places around there get the same thing
this time? This is... This is 2018.
Most of them have got increases.
Oh, really? Is this the minor post office?
Yes.
Started up real small. No, never mind. Maybe I'm looking at this wrong. 52, 264.
That's the residential, but look over at the commercial.
Yeah, I've got to find it.
Commercial assessed. It's gone from, it's more than doubling.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was, how did it go from 21 to 4 back in 2000?
Well, you've got commercial, ag, and residential.
Did it go from commercial to residential again?
No. You've got a residential value here on all of yours, nothing here. And there's your commercial value, and it's changed. It went from 21,000 down to 4, back up to 11. And then this is your total.
But how did it go from 21 to 4 is what I was trying to figure out.
Back in 20...
Probably a BOE appeal.
Actually, I don't... go to your previous page.
I mean, did it... I'm just wondering if it changed. If it changed.
No, it's never had a BOE appeal.
Okay. So somebody changed it.
That was before my day.
I'm not going to make a comment on this.
Well, it shows that to be all land, but it may have been both land and structure.
I was going to say, did they take another parcel or something?
And whatever's there in red, what is that in red?
I'm somewhat
colorblind, so the dark numbers on the red I have trouble reading.
Well, right now it's at 20,930, and in 17 it's 15,240.
Oh, that's the assessed.
Total assessed.
That's okay.
Do you want to see the documentation on this one?
Yeah.
Down here.
And we're on BOE number.
That's What did say that's 6?
Dash 6.
2018-6.
It's also 245, I would note, so if we're in time on all of them, he's not here. So.
Well, on that one, the values he's showing, we're not too far off.
No,
I think we were on 86 or something.
Yeah, 86.
His opinion on market value is 80,000.
86.
Well, that makes that one easy.
Kind of looked at four. Could we look at five?
Yes.
What is he requesting on five?
75,000.
He's requesting 75,000?
Opinion of market value, 75,000.
You sure?
Well, we have it.
That's what it says.
Well, it would lower $301. Or at least assess value.
Yeah, that may be why he didn't come in today.
That's what his request is. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, it says purchase price NA, opinion of market value as of January 1st, 75,000.
All right. Yeah, I think so. And then, so coming back to the first one, if he's asking for 56,000 on BOE number 2018-4, it was at 40,000 and change.
No, he's not asking for 56,000.
I know. No. Oh, sorry.
I thought that's what you said, that he was asking for 56,000.
No, it was assessed. It was assessed previous year at 40,000 and change. He's asking for 30,000, which is clearly
he didn't ask for it.
Okay. Well, could we come up with a number between 40,000 and 56,165? Because I think that this could be very well worth less than 56,000 just in the shape that it's in. That was obviously a large...
What would be your opinion? You're the real estate man.
Well,
we could just split the difference. If you think it was that big, that might be a half.
What's the half on there?
It'd be 43,000 to give or take.
No. Splitting the difference between 40,000 what it was assessed at.
Oh.
To the difference of 56,000, what would be the half of that?
48,000 thereabouts.
Okay.
Mr. Assessor, just for purposes of having evidence here, what depreciation do you think we can take into account here on this?
I would support what you're leaning towards there. Robert came in. I hadn't got a chance to say so, but Robert came in the office, and we went through these. And I was comfortable, or I would have done something then. But when I saw that he had peeled, I looked through him again. And this one that you're looking at, I was kind of having second thoughts on. So again, I feel like you might be going the right direction on that. The other two, I didn't have any second thoughts on. Did that make sense?
Well, yeah, and I guess I'm just kind of stuck on trying to be consistent. What kind of depreciation rates, I mean, do you do as a percentage of?
We can go down to 5 or 10% if something's just practically useless.
I
don't remember what the chart says. There's a chart on mobile homes that says year and blah, blah, blah. That is just kind of a guideline. We can go up or down either way.
As a realtor going and looking at that, at $56,000, a mobile home, even if it does have a metal roof, it's a place to live, granted. But I think $56,000 is on the high side, and that's even in the market value realm, not even assessed value.
I guess what I was thinking was, instead of just splitting the value because it happens to be that way, that we have some sort of percentage of the value as a depreciation. I mean, if it's 10%, whatever, 10% of, what was the assessed value?
You guys can always table this one, and we can have the appraisers go back and look at what they've done as depreciation if you want.
Well, we've got some evidence in front of us to look at it to determine that potential. I'm just asking the question, what the value that was assessed was what, 56?
It's
56,165.
Yes. So if you took 5,600 off of that, that's 10%. I mean, if you guys think it would be depreciated even more, that's fine. I just was trying to use that as a to be consistent.
Yeah. And if I had my chart and the computer, which I should have and I don't, we could I could give you numbers and you could what you want.
Yeah.
You know, 50% condition or 60% condition, or which is what I'll do when you give me a number anyway, pretty much.
What's your thoughts, Joe?
I can further tell you why I'm thinking this.
Well, I kind of like what he's saying, that way we have a basis of what we're doing, 10% depreciation.
Whether it's 10, whether it's 15, whatever that we think is reasonable. And the reason I say that is when, if by some chance somebody decides to appeal this or to uphold the decision, it has to be some sort of consistent basis of what we're doing. It's not, we can't just say, I won't split the bet. That makes it more difficult to justify what we say. So that's why I'm saying let's, you know, if based on what we've seen here, I think it's reasonable to give it a depreciation reduction. I just want to figure out what the percentage
10%?
If that would bring it down to what?
56,165 minus
49
something.
And is,
well, that'd be minus 56.
16.
That would be actually 50,005.
And if that's not in line with what you think that structure would bring in your experience, I mean, 15% might not be unreasonable either. So. 50,049, is that about where we were talking about?
Close, yes.
Yeah. I would move that we grant a reduction down to 50,000.
Hang on just a second. We have a phone call. Robert Madison needs to reschedule. Oh, just
I think we just, I think we have, I'd say continue with the motion. I think we're going to come to the same conclusion.
Yeah, I would say we grant the motion to reduce it down to evaluation of 50,549 with respect to number 2018-4.
I'll second that.
All, we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 2018-4, move to 50,549. Okay. Moving on to 2018-5. The request is to, for this, it is currently assessed at $75,301. They are requesting that it be moved to made to $75,000. I make a motion that we accept the request at
$75,000. I'll second.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
It's at 73 now?
It's a 75,301.
It's literally.
They're requesting 75,000.
Pardon me, didn't follow.
I'm not sure I. Yeah, second, I second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, 2018 is approved for 75,000. 2018-6. It is currently assessed for $86,630. They are asking for an assessment of $80,000. I make a motion that we accept their $80,000.
And what was the assessment?
$86,630.
They wanted 86, I thought, yes.
According to what we have right here.
80,000 was their opinion of market value.
Market value, okay.
So you
want to
make a motion to accept 80,000?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion for $80,000. All in favor, aye. Aye.
I hope we'll go on this one.
Okay.
I said aye. I'm sorry.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Okay, so I have two yes and one no.
By the way, Wes, my name's not William. What? My name is not William.
So what is in our business?
I believe that concludes our business for the day.
Well, I'll fix it.
July 2nd, 2018 BOE, meeting is adjourned.
No, don't adjourn. You can't adjourn.
We are not adjourned.
No, we're in recess.
Recess. We have to set a date for the next hearing.
We need 5 days to notify technically unless they accept a phone notification. They only won't have 5 days. So what kind of day are you going to get back to here? You guys want to meet next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow? Would you rather do a Wednesday, a Friday?
I'm not real fond of Wednesdays.
No Wednesdays.
Mondays are actually better for me just simply because...
Mondays are... Okay. We don't have
Mondays, it just has to be after one.
Yeah.
And then you're going to probably go over to 2 days. But that's up to you guys if you want to do two more days.
Because I know there's been more BOEs just dropped off a little bit ago.
Okay, so we're looking at a pretty big docket, and you think we should start in the morning? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's up to you guys, whatever your comfort zone is. We're
and
doing
how,
what you want.
How soon?
We need to give, if we're mailing it to them, we have to have 5 days notice to them if they'll accept a phone appointment. We can do it tomorrow.
But I think Don said if half a day works better for you guys, that's all right too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're here to serve you.
You guys are interrupting your schedule.
Captain Joe, what's your...
I don't do anything.
All right, just good. All right. Tuesday, I can't do next Tuesday unless we do Tuesday afternoon.
Interrupt your schedule?
Yeah, I can't do Tuesday morning. I could do Tuesday afternoon.
I have to be here at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, but you can't do Wednesdays.
If it doesn't run after 4 o'clock, I can be here.
You start 9:15 or 9:30 in the morning, I'm good to go.
On the 11th?
Do that, I don't care.
That's
okay.
9:15?
That's fine. Let's make it 9:30. I don't know what time the judges don't always open the doors, right?
Right.
Is it 9 o'clock? So next Wednesday. That works for me. It works for you guys.
Is that okay, Jeff?
Yes.
Okay, 9:30, we'll start setting your appointments. 15 minutes apiece, okay, still?
I believe so.
Do you want to try to get a copy of applications at all before we get in here, or do you just want to do it again?
If you just email the applications to me, then I can look at those and have an idea of what they're after as opposed to just sitting here and getting them all of a sudden. Give me a chance to just study.
Do you want the application or do you want the proof?
You want everything.
Yeah, if they have any proof on it, that would be, you know.
We can send you whatever they give us. Okay. We can zip file them to you too.
It'd be fine. Yeah. I said that just me.
If you can send to us ahead of time for Wednesday at least, if I can just get, you know, since that day's meeting, so whenever you do that, if you could just send me a copy, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll send you all a copy of all the applications and evidence they gave us. Hopefully I can have that out to you tomorrow.
Yeah. The way you schedule them, is it possible to do the in-persons first so that if we have teleconference after that, we can potentially shorten it up by making phone calls or something?
Yeah, we haven't put anything in the system yet. We deliberately held off. Because we didn't know what was going to happen.
You guys okay with that? Do the in-persons first that way? If we
prefer it.
And then I mean, we might even be, I don't know if you can tell them on the teleconference, this is the time we got scheduled, we may call earlier, can you be available, something like that, I don't know.
We can do that.
I mean, I'm thinking of ways to move it along, because then we could, I mean, if we get through all of our in-persons, which are the ones that take the longest, we could turn around and rattle those other ones off, especially if we have the stuff ahead of time.
Okay.
We need to go back on to set the meeting then.
No, well, that's...
This is adjournment.
Not, well, you're not adjourned. You're in recess.
We were in recess.
Legally, you can't adjourn until...
He misspoke. I did.
I didn't hear it.
We're going to have to be...
So we didn't do it.